On a sunny autumn afternoon, Eugene Isaacson lies in a hospital bed at Hopewell House, a hospice in southwest Portland. The 69-year-old's prostate cancer has spread throughout his body. His skin is pale yellow, his head bald from chemotherapy. Isaacson's eyes are closed, but his mouth is open as he takes long, labored breaths.
I come up every day to visit, and my entire family was here last night. And this, I noticed the breathing today is very, very different. And the nurse on duty told me that he's toward the end.
Marilyn Tarkianen is Isaacson's younger sister and his closest relative. Up until last night, she says he was asking for water and turning his head. Today, he's unresponsive. Still, she holds his hand and, along with her 5-year-old granddaughter, listens to the music. Sherilyn Cohn, a tall woman with short hair and glasses, sits on a chair plucking the strings of her 5-foot Celtic harp. Before the vigil, she took Isaacson's pulse. Now she watches him and adjusts the music to his breathing.
I did observe a change in his respirations. When the music started, I interpreted that as that he was aware that something different was entering his environment.
Cohn and her partner, through their nonprofit company Sacred Flight, play at Hopewell House and 3 area hospitals. They also perform vigils for patients dying at home. It's exhausting and doesn't pay much, but the former professional cellist says she can't see herself doing anything else.
It's just deeply meaningful work, and not just for the people that we serve, but for ourselves too, so it's a nice circle.
There are at least 10 music thanatologists in Oregon. Unlike Cohn, most are employed by hospitals, like Sheila Harris, who's been working for Providence Portland Medical Center since 2001. She says Providence was the first healthcare system in the world to hire full-time music thanatologists.
Most of us in the Western region are employed one way or another through the Catholic healthcare system. And that's why you see so many of us in Western Oregon.
Providence St. Vincent's Medical Center in Portland has a music thanatologist on staff, as does Mid-Columbia Medical Center in the Dalles. Sacred Heart Hospital in Eugene has 2. Oregon is also home to the International Association of Music Thanatologists and to the world's only training program. Many students have some musical experience when they start training. Harris already played the harp, but she didn't know how to use music to ease pain, induce sleep, or to help patients die more peacefully.
Sometimes someone will die when I'm with them, and the music is tailored to support that letting go of everything that means life to us in the moment.
But Harris's vigils aren't always for the dying. She recently played for a mother whose baby died shortly after birth.
When I was called to play for her, she had been holding her baby for some hours and was having, as you can imagine, just a great deal of anguish. I started with lullabies, and she began to rock her baby, and I could respond to that by following her motion and seeing to it that I tailored my music to support that motion. So that went on for quite a long time. And at the end of that time, I saw her eyelids begin to droop. And I knew she was tired. And so I just moved slowly, carefully, and quietly into quite a different type of music that allowed her to close her eyes and sleep. And she slept with her infant in her arms. And I stayed with her until she woke up. And she was able then to hand the baby over and to say to me, "You just soothed my soul."
Harris has played more than 2,000 vigils, each one calling for a different musical prescription. Patients may react with a change in facial expression or body movement, or by falling asleep. For others, the music provokes a change in heart rate or blood pressure. Some even require less pain medication after a vigil. Back at Hopewell House, Sherilyn Cohn adds her voice to the harp.
Sing, oh.
Eugene Isaacson died the next morning, and even though he didn't seem to respond to the music, his sister says she thinks the retired art professor and one-time church organist was comforted by it.
I guess I kind of looked at it as angelic, you know, the harps from angels, that maybe my brother was hearing heavenly angels.
Mary Sawyers, OPB News.